Emily, just returning to Canada from a vacation, going through the border, back into their homeland of Canada, after their father passed away. They were in Florida. That's where they were. Went to Florida, and along the trip, somehow or another, the dad died.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible.
So what do you do when a parent dies when you're on vacation? Just put him in the back seat and carry on.
I can't believe they did that.
That's what this family did.
Vacation. Yes. With Chevy Chase back in the day. It's an old movie, but funny.
National Lampoon's.
Yes. They didn't want to ruin their vacation and put their
grandmother.
Aunt.
Aunt Edna.
Aunt, yeah.
Aunt Edna.
Aunt.
I have the audio.
Oh.
Oh, Audrey, wake up Aunt Edna. It's time for her to eat and take her pill.
Please get off me.
Mom, tell Audrey to quit pushing Aunt Edna on me.
I'm sick of her lying on me all the time.
Be quiet.
Annie.
Honey, it's only a few hours to Phoenix. Let her be. She's fine.
She's not fine.
She's fine. Don't be silly.
She's not fine, Clark. She's dead.
Jeez.
She breathed on me. A dead person breathed.
Oh, her hand touched me. She's still deaf already. Oh.
She must have passed away somewhere near Flagstaff. What are we going to do, Clark?
Mom, we don't have to ride with the dead person, do we?
Yeah, come on, Mom. It'd be real easy for Cousin Normie to find her. All they have to do is look for the buzzards.
Oh, no. You can't put her up on that roof.
You want me to strap her to the hood? What's the difference? She'll be fine. It's not as if it's going to rain or something.
Oh, funny. Such a classic.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
He dropped her off on the way to his son's house. Uh-huh. Her son's house, mm-hmm. right?
Just right. left her, and yeah. I don't even think the son was home.
And no, there was a note, because they didn't have mobile phones
right.
back then,
right.
with a note on her that said, here's your mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this family, it's a husband and wife there, and it was his father who passed away. He was 80 years old.
Okay.
Passed away while they were in Florida, and instead of having to deal with the cost of the American healthcare system, he thought, I'll just put him in the back seat, and we'll just drive him through border on the way back into Canada.
And apparently it's expensive to take a body from one country to another if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to do that?
I don't.
Like, if somebody dies, let's say somebody dies, like a relative, like if it was one of your brothers or sisters and they died, can you just keep going and not have to at least have some kind of check or autopsy or report it right away? Or
I don't know, because I would never do that.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Could you? Oh my God, you could.
Wow.
the fact that it took you that long to answer makes me know that you could.
Depending on who and the cost.
Okay. Well,
let's say Jason.
If me and Jared were in the car.
Oh.
No.
If Jared died in the back seat.
That would never happen. I would kill you on the
way. You would drop him off in 1 second.
And it would be your fault.
Right. No, but like if you were on vacation in your favorite place, Dollywood, and let's say your mom was in her 80s and she came with you and she passed away, would you end your vacation or just be like,
no, I would end my vacation.
Okay.
And then would you put her in the car and drive her home to your city?
No.
Or okay, see?
But
normal people don't do that.
But I wonder if it's illegal.
Well, they said a Canadian customs official says they've never seen something like this before. So they're not sure if the mom and son might be facing charges or what they would even be charged with.
They probably will be able to, through autopsy, know if he did in fact die of a heart attack, and then that clears them, right?
Well, I think aren't you responsible for reporting a death? Is that I don't know.
We'll try to get some more information.
It figures that you, of all people, Jason, are looking for some the legality.
Well, I would really want to know, because I mean, there's been reports before that people have an older person has died in a house and they didn't report it, and it's the person's rotting in their house.
Yeah, and usually when they do that, they're stealing their Social Security checks
right.
and stuff.
Right, and that's also neglect.
All right, we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. We have a lot of questions for you.
Hi, Lisa.
We had a story of...
Good morning.
...of a family whose dad and also a husband died while in the car of natural causes. He's like 80 years old. And they just left him in the car, and they just kept driving for 2 days, and they crossed the border into Canada where they lived with a dead body. Is that illegal?
You know, it really depends. This one's really complicated because it involves, of course, you know, multinational, international legal statutes. And it really depends. So there are statutes state by state. All this is, you know, unique to each state, but they're fairly similar. Some states allow people to transport a deceased body, you know, on their own without a licensed funeral director. But other states require that you have an official, you know, officially licensed transport for a deceased body. And so it really just depends. And they may have been like fine under the laws of Canada, but not fine under the laws of certain states that they crossed. So it really just depends on state to state to state. Where there was no, and you know, the other thing, one of the reasons that you don't want something like this to happen is what if there was foul play involved?
Right.
And you've covered up evidence by waiting a couple of days and having the, the decomposition and loss of evidence and that sort of thing. So it could be that that they may have violated laws in several states, and then some of the states, because didn't they cross, you said they crossed several states, right?
They were coming from Florida.
Florida to Canada, yeah, so Canada. A bunch of states.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's like a ton of states that they passed through there. So, you know, but generally, I think the majority of jurisdictions do require an officially licensed transport. Because, and it's also human, you know, decomposing human remains are a health hazard as well.
Do you have the legal duty to report a death if somebody dies near you?
Again, that goes in that very state to state to state. But generally, you're not going to generally be punished for both, you know, failing to report a death and transporting the body. And I think here they would probably just charge them with one or the other. But you don't. You actually can cause suspicion about the death when there's no reason for suspicion if you behave strangely about the handling of the corpse. You know, I mean, why would you not report that there was a death?
Yeah, I think the natural thing to do is call somebody immediately.
Right.
It would be odd if you're just having to travel with grandma in the back seat dead and just don't look back there. I don't know.
Well, then I didn't know this, and that would be odd. Uh-uh. I didn't know this in hospitals, you know, because obviously probably people die in hospitals more than any other place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides at home. You know what I'm saying? As far as being out somewhere. And I didn't know they had a special death cart. Like, you don't see them just wheeling dead people around. They put them in something it looks like a normal cart. So you see like a bed, pushing a bed with nothing on it.
Uh-huh.
They're underneath it.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
So there's probably dead bodies going around us in hospitals all the time, but we have no idea.
Because I asked that one time.
They just covered them with like a white sheet.
For all you know, you might have been on top of the death
cart. No, they would not.
I don't want to be on the death cart. No. Either way. And they obviously they have a place for like a morgue in hospitals, obviously. But I didn't know that. They have a death cart that you can't tell. It's covered with like sheets.
Yeah.
But they're like under the gurney. Does that make sense?
I'm going to Google it. Yes. You know, we talk all the time about would you be able to spend the night in a haunted house?
Mm.
Could you spend the night in a morgue?
Heck no.
I
know they're
either.
Not there, but it's just too creepy
for
me.
Well, you hear stories. Sometimes, I don't know if they're true or not, but you've heard the horror stories about you hear noises from in there sometimes.
Yeah. No, I would not. Like Jason,
would you be able to?
Yeah.
What? Right. I'm starting to have a lot of doubts about you. You want to know about the legal loopholes of everything? You could sleep with dead people.
I think he's killed some people.
I think we've been blaming Hugs all these years.
We have some weird associations outside of work. I don't know.
Some weird friendships.
I've thought about it, but nowadays it's just there's too many cameras around. I've looked all over the place. I'm like, the chances are getting caught, so that's why I don't do it.
Well, good. That keeps us safe here at work.
Good somewhat. Reasoning.
Good to know.
That's why Jason's talking to me. I'm always by one of the cameras here at work. I'm like, I'm standing right here.
Jared turns and's like, hey.
Hey. It is. It's Friday at 2:41.
What would you like to talk about, Jason?
You're not angry with murderous intent, are you? Well, we want to thank our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. We just pulled her out of court to talk about dead bodies on cruise ships.
I'm sure she loves it.
If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.